LiveWire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined by Seth Lakeman today. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Ling. Yeah, absolutely fine. Thanks for having me on.
You are a songwriter, folk singer, and multi-instrumentalist. And how did you come to play different kinds of musical instruments?
Well, predominantly I'm a violinist, fiddle player, and I think through the world of melody and rhythm and songwriting and storytelling, I have used each instrument and taught myself guitar and banjo and mandolin and bouzouki and all these other instruments to give a different sound, a different character to each of these songs that you're writing. So I guess through the years, I've just liked to experiment with songwriting and sounds. Also sometimes a subject can lead you in the direction of an instrument or the other way around. So it's an interesting a marriage that happens between instruments, yeah.
You started music quite young and your earlier bands were with your brothers. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long, long time ago. Yeah, I working lots with my brothers, which is great. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be, working with your, siblings. It's a great way of connecting with people. As anyone knows, in a social environment, it's a great thing to have. But, when it's your siblings, it's a wonderful way of communicating. It stopped us fighting as well.
So only very recently, you establish yourself as a solo artist. Do you like that?
Definitely, yeah. I've always liked that. I mean, I guess it's quite a while now. I mean, 15 years, 17 years I've been a solo artist. So it's a long time, 10 albums. So it's pretty well established, I would say. But it's a long career in music. You know, before that, I was working with other people and my brothers, other artists within that folk scene. Mm-hmm. So it's been incredibly a diverse career so far. Yeah.
Do you think by working with various people, including your own brothers, that sort of helps you to establish yourself to become who you are today?
The musical journey it starts with your sibling setup. That's the roots of it all. And you're sharing lots of ideas. It's a kind of boiling pot of creativity at that point when I was in my early teens. Mm-hmm. And then you blossom into much more of you find your own path, your own kind of avenue. And mine was songwriting and I found my own voice. And with that, you kind of establish a signature sound. And that's the instruments you're using, the way you sing, and the style of songs that you are writing, So that's when I saw I built my career from that really as a solo artist. So it's interesting that journey you take though through it all.
Your music genre is folk. Did you always like folk music?
Yeah, I've always loved folk music and I still do. But yeah, I mean, I moved a long way. I moved into many, many different styles and lots of different genres. Mm-hmm. I've worked with Robert Plant for 3 years and Van Morrison working on his last album. And so, as a violinist, I've played and sparred off vocalists because melodically a violin is or viola has got the opportunity to do that, to interplay with vocalists. I just really enjoy the free form of music and being able to communicate without actually any idea of where the music's going to go. I love the unknown. That's something that I feel really excited by.
And I have heard some of your other songs that you recorded in the past. And I do like some of them, Lady of the Sea.
That's these are songs written about old stories and old legends, really, from around Devon and Cornwall that I've always loved.
How long ago was that?
Lady of the Sea, that's all about a place in Church Cove called Silver Dollar Bay and this shipwreck that went down on this coast of the Lizard there near Gunwallow. Lost all its silver dollar coins. And it's still to this day, they still wash up on the beach. And every now and again, when it's low tide, you can see the shimmer of silver. And it's quite a wonderful, magical thing to, you know, I mean, I'm not sure I've never found one. I haven't heard about it for years and years, but I think it's a lovely story that this ship was wrecked. And yeah, so that was her final journey.
And this other one called The White Hare.
Yeah, and that is more a Dartmoor story of this white witch who would be out there in the form of a white hare. And if she would catch your eye in this full moonlight, she'd steal your soul away. And it's, you know, this myth, this legend of this white hare that, you know, prowls around the moorland. And, you know, if you ever see her, you know, don't catch those red eyes.
And you are celebrating the 15th anniversary of your gold-selling album, Freedom Feels. Tell me about that.
It was just a really important album, yeah. So Freedom Feels, we'll be playing that on this upcoming tour in its entirety. Mm. 15 years old now, and it was the biggest album I've written, and it was probably the point when I was crossing over and bridging the gap into a more of a commercial, more of a universal scene out of that genre of folk music. And we're going to be playing the album, you know, back to back, but also playing this new album as well, Make Your Mark, which is a whole selection of new material. So it's sort of stepping back, looking forward. It's a sort of celebration of a whole career, really, and, you know, it's an explosion of ideas.
Your latest album recorded earlier this year in Devon. So you have now released the album by Honor Oak Records.
It's out, people can get hold of it. And the first single is Higher We Aspire from it. It's an album that was written over lockdown and recorded in a very, very short space of time with some wonderful musicians, four of them that I've been working with for a while. And it's one of those magical albums that came together so quickly. And sometimes you can really, it becomes a real challenge in a studio. You hit many hurdles along the way. But with this one, it flowed so freely and it felt so natural. And I think it's an album we're going to, you know, it's difficult to know what to choose out of 14 songs to Make Your Mark to play on a live show. Yeah, we feel like we're spoiled with material, really, with Freedom Feels and Make Your Mark.
So the music lyrics talked about love, death, and self-belief. Very inspiring. Did you write the material yourself for the songs?
Yes. Yes, I did, yeah. And I wrote quite a lot, probably twice as many songs as we ended up with on Make Your Mark. You know, it was a long period off that lockdown, 18 months of writing. It's a long time to give to a songwriter.
Now you are a solo artist. You are in full control of your own music and you manage everything yourself. Are you the happiest now in your life in terms of your music career?
Yeah, I'm very happy. It's good to have, I think control of what you do, but also, you know, I'm happy as well because I get to jump out and play with other people in a very different environment. So I love having my own career as a singer-songwriter, but also I love to, you know, put the hat on and be a gun for hire, like a violinist or a viola player. I love that as well. So I'm happy because of that.
Who are your idols?
People like Paul Simon. I mean, I've played with Van Morrison on his album just recently. People like that. You know, I've been lucky enough to play with lots of people. So, yeah, I've been privileged. But I'm trying to think, yeah, Peter Gabriel, all sorts of
things. I love the music. Music takes you all over the world, isn't it, as an artist, as a performer?
Yeah, it's taken me in all sorts of parts of the globe. You know, it feels like music has been a passport to travel.
And yeah. Making money, yeah, as well at the same time, isn't it? That's nice.
And making money as well. I mean, it's a privileged existence. You know, there's not many times I would moan about the professional aspects of music.
Yeah.
I think it's not an easy task when you approach an album and you start writing songs. That is, you know, a blank. Basically, to say something in layman's terms, a blank page, you know.
Did you also compose the music to the songs?
Everything, yeah, I write it all, yeah.
When you are on the road, you have a band with you?
Yeah, there's a band of four musicians, yeah. So I would write a song with a guitar and, or with, and then
piano.
You get into a studio and then you build it up. with the other musicians when you're in the studio. Yeah,
there are four of you in the band, and who are they?
So we have Ben Nichols playing double bass, and we have John Blees on drums, Ali Alex Hart on vocals, and there is one other. Benji Kirkpatrick is playing bouzouki, banjo and guitar. Yeah, fantastic band. Yeah,
sounds great. Wonderful. Tell me about your upcoming tours.
Yeah, we've got a whole tour coming up. Yeah,
Around UK, Europe, and other parts of the world.
Yeah, so UK and then lots more shows, and then I've got a German tour in March for a week. So yeah, lots and lots of shows, thankfully, coming in, and fingers crossed they stay in and we get to do them. It's exciting.
That's wonderful. And your album is available to pre-order now on signed CD, in addition to double black and green vinyl. Vinyl is very popular now, isn't it? It's so popular.
Vinyl is popular, yeah. I mean, it's a great form. It looks great and sounds great.
The quality of music is so, so good, you know, on vinyl. Mm. I used to have vinyl in the past. I wish I kept them now, you know. I sort of quite come to regret not keeping my old record player.
Oh, I know. I'm the same with that. Yeah, yeah.
Now your new song is called Higher We Aspire. You have got a very beautiful tone. Very powerful.
Oh, well, thank you.
I find your music is a mix of country and folk.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, Higher We Aspire is a song about, you know, family and foundations and your nearest and dearest, like I was talking about, and just cherishing those, you know, closest to you, really. That was the root of the writing of Higher. And it turned into, you're right, almost a West Coast, not country, well, it's a slight country feel, but the early 90s.
Yeah.
It's got an early 90s kind of Cat and Crows vibe to it. I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. We enjoyed making that. That just rolled in the studio, and it's the sort of song that is very singer-songwriter, exactly. Yeah.
Did it take you long to write and the music to this song?
To this song? It was quite quick, actually. Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea of the harvest and the story and the way the guy's building and, you know, at the farm, that's the metaphor for it all. And then, you know, the chorus is all about staying true to yourself and striving forward, and, you know, you can only reach higher if you've got good foundations and good roots. And so it's interesting. Yeah, it's quite an uplifting song, and it keeps building, it keeps, you know, it keeps moving.
The sound is beautiful. And now, is folk music going to be the main genre that you are focusing on in the next few years, or are you going to surprise us one day and come up with something of a different genre?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of ideas. I'd love to work with a DJ. I'd love to do maybe sort of mix up some sort of dance tracks with someone. You know, there's all sorts of ideas afoot. So, yeah, who knows? Who knows?
So now you've got your music out and you've got the gigs already booked. Very busy months ahead then, performing.
Yes, lots of shows and activity, and nice to get back in the saddle, as they say. And, you know, have work ahead of me and shows and mix with like-minded musicians. So it's a real relief to see that.
That's wonderful. Your music is available on the Spotify, Amazon. And do you also have Facebook or social media or Instagram for people?
Yeah, all that stuff. If you just wrote Seth Lateman into Google, Seth Lateman website, and there's we've also got Facebook and Instagram and all those sort of things. So yeah, I think you'll find it quick if you're into the music. Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show. All the best.
But listen, thanks for your support, Ling. Appreciate that.
Take good care of yourself. Bye bye.
Take care.
This is your new single, Higher We Aspire.
Without the use of words, that the what we reap was what we sow, and that there's raising us.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.
Hello, I'm Jason, and welcome to more new songs from the LiveWire office this week. We've got the new one from Debbie Campbell and also the new one from Marty Pello coming up. But right now, the brand new single, the third single taken from Matt Goss's forthcoming album, which is out on February the 4th. It's called The Beautiful Unknown, and his new single is called Saved.
Actually, that's something there.
I say
goodbye to all of your crazy lies, like I do, baby, and you're my Mr. Right.
Finally,
now I know I'm a lucky, lucky man. Losing you was a part of some master plan. You broke my heart, but saved my life. Dark cloud hanging over me.
I guess I never really knew you.
Finally,
now I know I'm a lucky, lucky man. Losing you was all part of some master plan. You broke my heart, but saved my life. I'm so happy it was right.
Single on Livewire this week is from country singer songwriter Debbie Campbell, of course the daughter of the late great Glen Campbell. This is her brand new single. It is called Today Is Mine.
Sun came up this morning. I took the time to watch it rise, and as its beauty struck the darkness from the sky, I thought how small and unimportant all my troubles seemed to be, and how lucky another day belongs to me. And as the sleepy world around me woke up to greet the day, all its silent beauty seemed to say, so what, my friend, if all your dreams look around you, you've got a whole new day to try. Today is mine, today is mine, to do with what I will. Today is mine, my own special cup to fill, to die. Take from life that I might learn to give. Today is mine. Like most men, I curse the present, just avoid a peace of mind, and raise my thoughts beyond tomorrow, vision more sweeter time. But as I view this day around me, I can see the fool I've been. For today's the only garden we can tend. today is mine.
Our third and final track this week on Livewire is from former Wet 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 frontman and now very much a solo artist, Marty Palau. He's got a greatest hits tour going on at the moment. Ends in November, or this part of it ends in the end of November, but will start again in April. And his new single is called Love Me Tonight.
Sun rose up over Central Park, lighting us up like a piece of art, telling me that everything we wanted wasn't just for kids. You kissed my lips in the morning late and swore everything was gonna be alright. I could never have dreamed how long and hard the road would be. Let your sunlight shine on the man in the mirror, yeah. Let your sunlight shine on the man in the mirror, yeah. 'Cause I need you to love me tonight. There are a few more lines, yeah, but I'll be your lover till the tail end of time. This is really you, this is really me, and we're playing like dolphins in a deep blue sea. Stay with me for the rest of my life, and I am here for you. Let your sunlight shine on the man in the mirror, my love. Let your sunlight shine on the man in the mirror, my love. 'Cause I need you to love me tonight, tonight. I just wanna love you tonight.